Okay. Iboyaluhu. We're on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom. Kanu miyadu mahu. So Rashi learns the Shaila is going where the Braisa that says that, let's see Rashi, Kanu miyadu mahu, a Braisa, the Ha'omer l'chaveiro, dinu dvorim ein li asoda zukoi. It's going on the case that the Gemara brought down where a person has a field already, where he always has a shutuf, and he relinquishes his chelik on the field just by removing himself from it, which doesn't help at all. Aval amasnis and momahanya kinyan liapas kochas. Here the shaila is, what if he made a kinyan? We'll see, the shaila is, does the kinyan go on the field itself or on what he said? What he said is meaningless. You can't just remove yourself from a property. But in the Mishnah, the kinyan won't help. Because in the Mishnah, where he didn't yet get, like the Gemara says, is talking where he wrote this when she was Narusa, so he didn't yet get her property. You can be Masalik yourself from something you didn't get yet, which is a Takana de Rabbanan, right? According to some Rishonim, even a Din Deraisa, that you didn't get yet. In certain cases, according to other Rishonim, you can misalik yourself, and you don't need a kinyan. That's for sure. The time in the Masnisin, the Omer Hareza Ochel Peres, La Mishum Greyus of the Loshin Dinu Dvarim Hu. The reason the Mishnah says that he still eats Peres is not because the Loshin doesn't help. El Mishum, the Lo Porish Mimai Solik Nafshe. He didn't say what exactly he's misalik himself from. So we say he's misalik himself from the least thing. Right. Therefore, he doesn't, what's it called, he gets the payrolls, he yarshins her, right, and the only thing that that he doesn't get, okay, we'll see, the Gemara is going to speak of what he doesn't get. If she sells it, he's Masalik himself from the fact that, what's it called, that if she sells it, the sale is a good sale. The Amrin Yod al Tachtona can refer us to come on. The Eni Yechol Lomar Min Hakol Nistalik. She can't say, well, he removed himself from everything. He's not going to yarshin me, he's not going to get my payrus or whatever. We assume that he meant the least amount that he's misalik himself from. Hilkach malikonu maliklokonu. Therefore, in the Mishnah, it doesn't make a difference if he made a kinyan or not. The Amira itself helps, and in the Mishnah, the reason the Amira isn't complete is because he didn't say exactly what he meant. Ela abraisa koi. Therefore, Rashi says, koki on the braisa. Boy la diktani la lo omar klum, the braisa which says that if I own a field b'shutfis, or some I have a field and I say that I don't have anything to do with the field, it's not hefker, it's not a matana, it's nothing, it has no effect. The time mishum grayas to the lishnahu. So maybe if I made a kinyan there, it means that I taka am giving it as a matana or whatever. Maybe the kinyan will make it stronger. Tosfos learns that it's going on the case of nesua. Nesua, right, he already has the nechasim, so just by saying it doesn't help. Over there, the Gemara Shaila is, what if he made a kinyan? Well, that is, which is basically the same as Rashi, except Rashi learns it's going on the Braisa, and Tosfos learns it's going on the diuk of the Mishnah. Okay. So Gemara says, so what will be? Omer Rav Yosef, midinu dvorim kono miyado. Rav Nachman Amri Gufashol Karko Kyamri Yodas Machlokus of Yosef Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef says that the Kenyan is going on what he said, and what he said is meaningless, and therefore the Kenyan can't help. And Rav Nachman says, no, since he made a Kenyan, we assume that he meant to be Masalik himself from the Karka itself, and it's like he gave a Matana. It's not Stam a Siluk that he's removing himself, but he's giving a Matana. The Kenyan, right, he went to his Shutuf and he said to him, I'm removing myself from my part of the field, and he made a Kenyan. The Kenyan is if he gave it that his part as a present.
Okay, Rashi.
Mahu mi amrin lo hiknech chalipin halalu klum velo omer aleha elaloshin dinudvarim. Do we say the Kenyan is no better than what he said? The Kenyan can only strengthen what he said, and what he said is meaningless. Odilma ain't chalipin boy in elal dover sheish bo mamish. When I made a kinyan, right, in other words, I took the sudur from the other person, and in place of that, the karka goes over to him. That's a kinyan sudur. So I meant to be given matana of the karka, not to make a kinyan on what I said, to strengthen that, right? The kinyan also shows gemiras das, that I made, that I've committed myself. So the shaila is over here. The kinyan is only a commitment, but the commitment is to nothing. Or it's an actual transfer of the property. That's what a normal chalipin is. I get the sudr, and you get the, it's what's it called? What is in place of it? What I'm selling, what I'm giving you as a matrona. Since you made a kinyan, it's chal on the goof of the karka, and it's like I gave you a matrona of my part. Matrona gemurahi. That's the shayla. So if Yosef holds it's meaningless, and Rav Nachman holds it helps. Omer Abaye, Mistabra Milsa de Rav Yosef, that which Rav Yosef said, that it's Midinu Dvarim Kanim Yado, right, Be'orer, right, that's where the guy comes, Rashi Be'orer, Kishibocha Ve'roze, Lahazi Be'chelko, Miyad Omer the Ira Lamatron, the Omer Lonasati Lachosasod, the Midinu Dvarim Be'alma Marti Lachoshalo, Oriv Imcha, right, that Rav Yosef, when he said that the Kenyan has no effect, is where when the guy goes to get the field, I say, what are you doing? I never gave you this as a present. I just said nice things to make you feel good, right? But the kinyan was never on the sada, and I never gave up ownership on it. I know I said something that didn't have any effect. That's what Rav Yosef says, that if, since immediately, when you want to take ownership of the field, I protest it, then I never meant that the kinyan should be a kinyan by itself. It should just be something to strengthen what I said, which is meaningless. But Ba'omeid, where the guy was to let the other person get into the field, and then later on he changed his mind, there Mistama the Kenyan was Mamash Matan. Now for Ba'omeid, Yomo Yomayim, he a day or two, he didn't protest. The Acher Kach Ir, and then he protested. Lo, the Hashtahu, the Kohaber Bey, the Limdu, Li Tonke. Somebody told him what to do, and now he changed his mind. But when he originally made it, it's more mistaber like Rav Nachman. If I made a kinyan already, the kinyan is a regular matana. Omra Meimar, Hilchaso Migufa Shel Karka Kona Miyodo. The halacha is like Rav Nachman, that the kinyan is chal on the gufa karka, and it helps. Omra Le Ravashi La Meimar, Ba'orer O Ba'omeid. Is the halacha like Rav Nachman, that in all cases it's a kinyan? Or no, the halacha is like Rav Yosef, but according to the way that Abaya explained Rav Yosef. And therefore, what's it called? It's only the Omeid, where he stuck to his word and then later changed his mind. But if in the beginning he protested it, then it wouldn't be considered a kinyan. Omer le Ravashi la Meimar, Be'orer o Be'omeid. L'may nafkemina, l'chin Rav Yosef, right, like Rav Yosef. Omer le lo Shmiya li, k'lomer lo Shvira. I don't hold like Rav Yosef altogether. I hold like Rav Nachman. So therefore it doesn't make a difference, Orer or Omeid. In every case, the Kenyan is okay. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. In Kain, Loma Kosovla. If that's the case, why did he write that he doesn't have a chelik in her Paris? If he still yarshins her and he gets the Paris, so why did he write it? That in case she sells it, the sale will be okay. That's what he was misalikim for. But he can't protest her sale of it. The Tema lay, Mikol Mile Slika Snapshach, right? Why can't she claim, when you said that you have nothing to do with my field or my Paris, right, that you totally removed yourself from it, from everything? Because he claims he didn't intend to remove himself from everything. She claims yes. Who's holding the shtar him? What's it called? Who's holding the shtar her? Who's holding the field him? Therefore, what's it called? Yad balashtar al tachtona. She wants to, what's it called, take away from him what is coming to him and say that he removed himself from it. She has to prove it. Mara says, ve'ema mipeiri. Maybe he didn't want to be misalik himself from the sale, but from the peiris. Why is the sale the least lesser of the two? Rabbiya Botsina Tav Mikora. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. In other words, what's it called? Peiris, he has. the fact that she'll sell it or whatever is a suffix. Ain't suffix mostly about that. He's not going to give up something for sure for a doubt. Right? But Sina Mikara, Rashi learns, is one's a big pumpkin, one's a small pumpkin. Better to get the small pumpkin now than take a chance that maybe you'll get a big pumpkin later or get nothing. So therefore, what is for sure, a person has his mind on. What could be, he doesn't have his mind. So he's misalik better from what she could sell than misalik from the payers that are here now. Rashi, the temele mikol mili silik, silikas nafshach, kivan da og mavaloshin zeh, yochel istalik, lama eno misulik minakol. Since we say that he could be misalik himself, why don't we assume that he's misalik himself from everything? Yad bal ashtar tachtona, kol ha-motzi shtar ala muhsit bedover. Person brings a shtar, he wants to take something away from somebody who has property, and the shtar is going to take something away. Mashim afurish b'shtar yochel litvoalav. Whatever is beferish in the shtar, he can claim. The imashtar sosum, but if the shtar is not clear, and you could learn it this way or that way, moridin osol apachosh b'mashmos ashtar, then he can't take away except the minimum that the shtar can mean. Because amotzim mechaber of l'arayim. V'chan habal bo b'takonis chachom al nichse ishtov b'shlosh edvorim. Right, the Tzakonis Chachomim gave the husband rights in his wife's field. Three rights. He eats the peiros, he yarshins her if she dies, and she can't sell it. Lechol peiros, ulirosh v'im timkor michrabot. The zumotzi olav shtar shekosavto li dinu dvorim ein li b'nechsaya. V'loshin silukuze. And she brings a shtar that says that he said that he's removing himself. So, but it doesn't say where he's removing himself from. She claims from everything. He claims from only one of the things, the minimum. So the most she can claim from him is the minimum. The least of the thing is that she could sell it. And the reason that's least, the Gemara says, is because that's something that's not a vade. So he'd rather be misalik himself from a suffic thing than from a vade thing like the Paris. As long as she doesn't sell it, he eats the peiros. Why do you assume that he's misalik himself from her rights to sell it? Maybe the lesser is the rights to the peiros, because selling it is a pretty serious thing. Then he doesn't have anything. If she sells it, he loses everything. Shehoya Roy Lirush, because then if she dies, he won't yarshin this field. Im Tamus Bechayov Yehi Mechra Batla V'Yashena. He stands more to lose her by her selling it than he loses the payros. Shemar says, no, it's not true. Botzina Tav Mikora. Botzina Dlask Tana. A Botzina is a small pumpkin. Kara Dlask Gedola. And a Kara is a big one. The Omer L'Chaveru Kach L'Chod Dlask Tana B'Ginosi. O Hamtin Atshiagdila V'Kach Gedola. Right, the guy says, take a small pumpkin now, or wait till they grow, and maybe you'll get a big one. Right, tovlo likach haktana miyad. Better you should, a bird in the hand is better. Take the small one now. Kilo yoda mayilad yom. Who knows what's going to be? Maybe there won't be any big pumpkins. Afkan chavivo lo achilus peiros yutadir. Better he should be able to eat the peiros now, which is a vaday. Umiyad mi bitul mecher sheino miyad elachesh timkor the shemelo timkor. Maybe she'll never sell it. So he'd rather get what's for sure and give up what is a sofik. Mara says, the Ema Miyarusha. Maybe he was misalik himself that if she dies, he doesn't yarshin it. Okay? Amar Abaya Misa Shchicha. Right? Misa, people die. So maybe she'll die first. Mechira lo Shchicha. But women, Tosa says, usually don't sell their family fields because of Shevach Ve'Savia like we had before. You don't usually sell your family field. Okay. The Chimisalik Inish Nafshi, Mimilsa Delosh Shicha, Mimilsa Shicha La Misalik Inish Nafshi. When a person removes himself from something and we're not sure what it was, he would rather remove himself from something that's not Shchiach than something that is. So for the lesser of the two is the thing that's not Shchiach. Ravashi Omar, b'nechsayich v'lo b'peirosehen, b'nechsayich v'lo l'achar misav. The Lashon itself is mashma, that he's removing himself from the property, not from the fruit, and not from after death. So what's left that she could sell it? That's what he's removing himself to the ability to obstruct her from selling it. Rashi, the aim of Yerusha Solik Nafshe, but who are pachos shemalo tamos b'chayim? Maybe she won't die. Av mechira lo solik nafshe, but from the mechira, maybe that's more important to him. Shemat timkor v'yatsir achilus perish shehu achsho. That's right now. This is only after death. Someone says no mechira lo shicha she'ein isha rotsa limkor nichse beisadia. Shevach beisadia. She doesn't want to sell her family heirlooms. Rav Ashi Omer ein lecha ela diktu kaloshin. You can go from what he said to know that he meant that he will not be able to obstruct her selling it, but he's not giving up the fruit or the ability to inherit her. B'nechsayich Omer la avalo b'peiroseim. I'm somehow be misalik myself from the property, but not from the peiros. Uva old ben shalok Omer avalo. While it's your property, not after you die and it becomes my property. She's not hers anymore. So when Madaik Lashon, I'm only Masalik myself from the property, right? As long as it's yours, but not Masalik myself from the Yerusha, and I'm not Masalik myself from the Paris. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer La'olam Hu Ochel Peire Peiros. Right? He can eat the until he says Beferish. That I'm masalik myself from the peros and the peire peros ad olam. Tana Rabban, elu hein peros ve elu hein peire peros. What's considered peros and what's considered peire peros? Ichniso lo karka v'osra peros harein peros. If she brought in land and the land produced a crop, the crop is called peros. Mochar peros v'locha v'im karka v'osra peros. He sold those peros, bought land, and now that land produces peros. That's called peire peros, because that's peros of the peros. Harihein peire peros. Okay. Iboyelu. Now the shaila. The Rebbe Yehuda. Peire peros dafka. When he's masalik himself from peire peros, is dafka peire peros. In other words, the things generated indirectly. Odilma ad olam dafka. Right? Or maybe it was ad olam is dafka, or dilma tarvayu dafka. In other words, the child is like this. The guy said, me peiri peiros ad olam. He said both lashonos. I'm a salik myself from all subsequent generations of prophet, ad olam forever. So which is the ikar lashon over here? Rashi. Boy luhur b'yehuda. The tana tarte, me peiri peiros ad olam. Peri peros dafka, b'hai lishnu l'chud sogi l'stu luki mi peri peros, mi peri de peri peros, v'lo boy ad olam. Really, he loses rights on anything except the initial peros, even if he didn't say ad olam, he just said mi peri peros. And the ad olam is stan extra. The e kosum peros, seim ad olam, v'lo kosum peri peros, lo istalik mi peri peros. And just the opposite, if he said, I'm misalik myself from your peros, ad olam, he's not masalik himself from the peire peros. Or maybe not. O dilma ad olam dafka. That if he said, I'm masalik myself from your peros ad olam, it means anything they generate. And they would include peire peros too. Uva ad olam talya milsa. That's the ikr. Uva peire peros lo boy the myth. You didn't have to write peire peros. Saying peros ad olam is just like saying peire peros. The ikos of me peire peros. The low cost of ad olam, lo istalik me peire the peire peros. O dilma tarvayu dafka. And if he didn't say ad olam, then only the peire peros is misalik, which he said, but nothing after that. After that, he could get it. The peire peros. They bought karka with the peros that the karka generated, and so on. So Mara says, im timtzilomer peire peros davka ad olam lomali. Right? If you hold that peire peros is the ikker thing, then what did that review? Who'd have to mention ad olam? Hakamash belong kivin the cost of the peire peros command the cost of ad olam. No, what he meant to say is once you write peire peros, you mean everything, as if you said ad olam. The imtim tzalomer ad olam dafka, right? If you sing that, the main thing is he says ad olam, and you don't have to say peire peros. Then peire peros lomali. Why did he mention peire peros? Hakamash belong. I forgot the cost of peire peros. He cost of ad olam in ilolo. Tell me that if he wrote peire peros but didn't write ad olam, then what generated from the peire peros is still his. Only ad olam will misalik himself completely from it. If you hold it, both are necessary. You need ad olam and peri. Neither one by itself is good enough. Tzricha. Ikos of la peri peros, lo kos of la ad olam. Havi amina peri peros hu de lo acho, ava peri de peri peros acho. Right? If it only said, what's it called? Peri peros, I would say that's what he can't have, but he's not mesalik himself from anything after that. That's why you need ad olam to tell me that it's final. He doesn't get any benefit even from peri peri peros. The ikos of la ad olam, if it only said ad olam, the low cost of a peri peros, havi amina la olam a peros koi. Lahach itzra peri peros. That's going on the peros, ad olam. That the peros I won't have ad olam. But the peri peros is I still not mesalik myself from. See Rashi. Ad olam lomali, le misne masnis and hoevelo tzorech le michtevei. If the ikar is peri peros, why mention ad olam altogether? Hakamash Malon, the Hachikomer, Ad Shiichto Uve Pere Peroseim Hainu Ad Olam. Right? Ad Olam means not that he wrote Ad Olam, but the fact that he said Pere Peroseim is if he said Ad Olam. Pere Peroseim. Well, if an Ad Olam is the Iker, then why do you need Pere Peros in the Mishnah? Lemisne Masnisen. Listen to Peroseim Ad Olam. I'm a solid myself on the Peros Ad Olam, and that means anything they generate. Hoelu beital yavahu lashon peros or peri peros. Ad olam means anything they generate. Mar says no. Hakamash melon. Ein in vadi lo boy lemichta miu ilo tani havi amina di kosa peri peros havi kikosei ad olam. I might think that peri peros is just like ad olam. Kamash melon no. Even though he said peri peros, he has to say ad olam. Lahachi tani lemeimar da filu kosa peri peros bo inan ad olam. Tarti lamali. Why do you need both of them? Lemichta bishtar. La olam a peros koi lo ochel ha peros li olam. It doesn't mean I won't be ochel anything that it generates. Peri peros I'll eat, but the peros I won't eat forever. Meaning lo b'shana zuv, lo b'shanim abos, not this year, not next year. Av a peri peros ochel, but peros ad olam doesn't mean whatever the peros bring about forever. It means these peros I won't eat, not this year, not next year, whatever. But peri peros, yes. Okay. Right. Tosus learns that if it just said peros ad olam, right, I would say that that you don't eat peros not during her lifetime and not after her death. But peros is okay. Right? Rashi learns it means not this year, next year, whatever. He learns it means not during your lifetime, ad olam, and even after your death, I won't eat the peiros. Okay, but the peiros, he wasn't masalik himself from. If you need both of them, that was the shayla. Okay.